Greetings. This is Why's That?, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month, Why's That? Answers a question you ask us. Tell us what's caught your attention at whysthat.wmuk.org. Tommy Mail asked our question for April. Tommy lives very close to the rail yard on Mill Street in Kalamazoo.
I can smell the diesel at my house.
We came to the yard for a closer look. The Short Line Railroad Grand Elk puts trains together here. Tommy says assembling the cars involves a lot of banging them together.
You said sometimes they do that in the middle of the night.
They do it in the middle of the night, too.
So it's just something you have to live with, I guess, if you're near a rail yard.
When I first moved there, it bothered me, but now we don't even hear it.
Tommy says he'd always known this place as Botsford Yard, but sometime in the last few years, he noticed the name had changed to Gearhart. He says this yard's been here for a long time, and
I was kind of concerned that rich history would be lost with the name change.
Tommy wants to know, how long has this yard been around, and why change its name? A model train makes its way around the track at Greg Pete's house in Portage. Pete's interested in railroads of all scales. He grew up in Kalamazoo, watching trains out the window as soon as he was old enough to crawl to it. Pete says in the 50s and 60s, all kinds of trains came through town.
And so those would be fun if you could get up, if you're in the summer vacation, you don't want to get up too early, but you could get up and go downtown and see those leaving.
Pete says railroads go way back in Kalamazoo. The first train arrived in 1846 on the Michigan Central Railroad. It was Michigan Central that built an east side yard around 1904 to add to its switching powers downtown. Newspaper articles show that yard was known as Botsford no later than 1913. Pete says the name Botsford will probably stick with him.
Railroad fans and railroaders in particular, names hang on a very, very, very long time. I would say Botsford Yard is part of the New York Central. Well, that was about three different railroads ago.
In fact, it's at least four railroads ago. So why change the name of the yard on Mill Street? Tommy and I return to find out.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you Carl Gearhart?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Carl Gearhart says it's been a while since he visited the yard that bears his name. Gearhart retired several years ago after a long career in this yard. He was a track inspector, checking the lines for problems.
Broken rails, bad tie conditions, just general overall condition of the rail. And there's, you know, real specific measurements and benchmarks and so on and so forth that you, guidelines that you have to go by.
Gearhart got a job here just out of high school in 1970. At the time, this was Penn Central's yard, but the company was not doing well. Gearhart says things got better when the government put Conrail together out of several struggling railroads.
Conrail took off like crazy, got the business back.
Eventually, Norfolk Southern took over this yard, and it became Grand Elks Line in 2009. That was near the end of Gearhart's career.
And about 6 months after I retired, they called me up and told me, well, we'll have a safety gathering next Friday. Come on up. And that's when I seen the sign and they sprung it on me.
How did you feel about it?
Oh, it's a tremendous honor because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like that. You know, this was Botsford Yard for probably 100 years since they built the railroad.
Tommy, who asked our question, says meeting Gearhart has changed his perspective.
When I submitted that question, I never dreamed that I would meet the namesake and get a tour and learn all of this stuff. So very interesting.
Both Tommy and rail fan Greg Pete remember just hanging out at the yard when they were young. That's not really done anymore. But Pete says you can get a good view of the trains in Gearhart Yard from the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail east of Mayor's Riverfront Park. Pete says it's best to go before the trees leaf out.
I used to take my grandchildren there and we could say, you know, we'd learn colors. We'd say, there's a red box car, there's a blue box car, you know, and whatever. She saw one once with graffiti all over it. She said, that one's polka dot.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region you wonder about at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.